Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Russell Friedman marks the 20th anniversary of his Grief Recovery Handbook. Good grief is more than just a quote from Charlie Brown.
In hour number two, celebrity medium James Van Praagh returns, and he will be taking your calls in the second half hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. We appreciate that. And check out all the phenomenal stuff I post. I swear all the best animal videos and photographs and stories and such cross my path, and I get them up there as soon as I get them, and there's some really neat stuff up there from this week. Now, if you need to contact Animal World during the show, call-in numbers. I'm going to give you them now because as soon as Kathy is ready to take some calls, we'll do our missing link giveaway. But she's not quite ready just yet. But jot down these numbers, 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. And, of course, you can send us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And speaking of that, Nan sent an email here and said she wanted to know if I'd be addressing any training issues today, or does she need to save it for another show? No training issues today, Nan, but you could call in next week because Darcy will be here to talk to the animals, and that's something we could talk about next week on the show. And then I will be doing a behavior training and healing Sunday this month. In 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or maybe both of those weeks. It's hard to know. I haven't scheduled it for sure this moment. But next week, Nan would be the first time to call in about that. All right. If you need to contact Animal World via the U.S. Postal Service, Animal World's mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then if you need to speak to me off the air, particularly, well, if you would like to join the Animal World family of advertisers, would love to have you, as long as you do something good for animals, humans, or the planet. I'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. Also, if you have a canine or feline behavior training or healing issue you need some help with, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so I'll always talk to you for free to start. And if I'm not the best person to help you, I probably know who is. So you can give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And boy, if I had more time, I'd tell you what a great time I had this last week. On Thursday, I went up to La Conner and I did two sessions up there, but whoo, wow, Swanson's Berry Farm. Wow, 100 acres up there out in the fields, and oh, the berries, 7 kinds of berries they've got available right now. And I came home with 6 of them. Oh boy, have they been good. I've been eating berries all, anyway, just great. So I think I got business out of the way. We are speaking of entertainment, that's what we're going to do. I want to introduce for the first time here on Animal World the spokesman for Marysville Dog Owners Group, which I believe is the nonprofit behind the Poochapalooza, and that would be Doug Buell. Doug, welcome to Animal World. You're on the air. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you. And as I understand it, you are the guy. You're the spokesman for Marysville Dog Owners Group, shortened to MDOG, which I've never heard of that. So before we get into the big social event of the season, tell us what the Marysville Dog Owners Group is all about.
Well, we are a nonprofit group that formed about 10 years ago, and it was because the city of Marysville, where we're located, was getting ready to build a very large, large dog park. And we wanted to work with the Parks and Recreation Department to have a group on hand of volunteers that could actually maintain and operate the park for the city, kind of like an adopt-a-park. And it's been fun ever since.
All right. That reminds me of, you know, there's a group in Seattle, I think COLA, Citizens for Off-Leash Dog Areas and stuff. So a similar type thing? You're working with them on the dog park?
Exactly. And future dog parks. Part of what we do, in addition to actually the park that we maintain, is called Strawberry Fields for Rover Off-Leash Park. And it's 3 acres of fenced fun. And then there is the possibility of future dog parks being built in the community. And so we're a group of local pet owners that, you know, advocates for dog issues and more dog parks and things like that. So we do like working really closely with the Parks and Rec Department on things like that.
Wow, and I didn't realize that the Strawberry Fields, that is a dog park?
The park overall is 72 acres. You can almost pour the recreational features that are there you can kind of envision it as a Mary Moore type of park. And so a dog park just fit in perfectly with it, kind of out in the country in the north end of the city.
All right, but 3 whole acres for the dogs, huh?
Yeah, and it draws about 12,200 people a year and 17,000 dogs. So,
wow.
It's really popular on weekends, and some of the amenities we've been able to add in recent years, it just gets better and better.
Well, so do you guys help police the park or clean it up or do things, or is that not part of what your group does?
It's exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of like, we'll go out there, you know, at least once a month, more often than not in the summer, especially at least twice a month, and go out there and do all of the mowing, except for the big, I mean, it's 3 acres, so
yeah.
Realistically, but like things like the small dog area around the edges, we just do a lot of pickup in the park and, you know, education up there. And it's a lot of fun. It's great to, you know, there's that whole social aspect of what dog parks do for people, of being able to just, you know, meet and chat with other people who have that same, you know, love of dogs. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun getting to know all these people who come to the park. And last week, I was up there. We actually had a woman with a dog come down from Mount Vernon who lives in Seattle, and she kind of Googled on her cell phone about this park, and she was really stunned when she got here. She said, I just came from doing some agility stuff, and she needed a place for a dog to run that was protected.
Uh-huh.
And she came out, and she'd never known that the park was there. And so it's really nice to hear from Seattle people that, you know, it's worth making the stop here.
Yeah, that's great. So what we really want to focus on today, of course, is a big, what I call the Snohomish County social dog event of the season, and that would be the 10th annual Poochapalooza.
Right.
That's coming up next Saturday. Now,
right.
I think this is a benefit type event, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. And it's MDOG's once a year major fundraising event that takes the proceeds from the event itself and funnels them back into the dog park so that we can keep making it and maybe future parks better and better. And it's really, you know, that whole social aspect of it, what's really fun about it is we treat it as giving dogs the day out that they deserve. And it's an opportunity to bring a lot of people who love dogs together and showcase their pooches at their best and brightest. And that's why we do it. It's so much fun.
All right. So it is a fundraiser for MDOG. So in turn then supports this fabulous dog park. Well,
exactly.
I want to hear all about it. Now, the Poochapalooza, it's next Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's at Asbury Field.
Right.
And I haven't...
Asbury Field is right downtown in Marysville. If you were heading north in particular, if you take the main Marysville exit and start heading east, you can't miss it. So very, very easy to find.
Oh, okay, because I do that now. You're talking about the main Marysville exit. Is that the 4th Street exit?
Yeah.
Okay. So you going north on I-5, you take the Marysville 4th Street exit. That's the first Marysville exit. You just head east.
Yeah.
On 4th Street, because I've done that a lot, because I'll often go from there over to Highway 9. So I've driven by that park all the time. I just didn't realize I was driving by it. So that is a real easy place to find.
Yeah. And so that's the field where we host the event. We had Poochapalooza up at the dog park for a few years.
That's what I thought. It was at the Strawberry Fields location, didn't it? Used to be there? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
now I'm not confused anymore. So you moved the location.
Yeah, downtown is much more high visibility. There's some other activities going on downtown on the same day. And so we felt like we'd done it a few years to get people acclimated to where the dog park actually is. And now we've kind of come back where we started, which was Asbury Field downtown. And it's just a major draw on event day.
Yeah, because it is a huge event, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on at Poochapalooza. So start taking us through all the wonderful things that we can experience. We get to bring our dogs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Please. some of the key attractions are we've got our annual Passions and Rescues runway show, and that is a fashion show that features adoptable dogs from rescue agencies that are there on site at the event. We have about 8 rescue agencies. Uh-huh. And so they bring their dogs, they run the catwalk, and it's, you know, we have other, like, volunteer groups helping walk the dogs through. You know, it's got almost like a fashion show where people can, you know, are sitting there and they're kind of enjoying the dogs, the mutts, strutting their stuff down the runway. So
okay, so for folks that are family that they're interested in adopting a dog, this would be a great event to come to because they might find their dog. Huh?
Yeah, and that's one of the attractions we like about the event, because we kind of feel like bringing these groups together is, you know, in addition to obviously we want to raise money for the dog park, but we like the aspect of getting, you know, dogs into forever homes and being able to do it at an event like this to kind of get people all excited. And when they get their new dog, they can bring them back to the event next year.
So what else is going on besides the all the adoptable dogs and the fashion show, so to speak, the runway? What else is going on?
We have our running of the Wieners Dachshund races and mixed breed races for trophies.
Ooh. Now, is this something that dogs are come already part of these teams that are going to race, or can just generic dogs that show up participate?
It's a mix. Getting it started a few years ago at the event, we had beginner and intermediate advanced categories. So we do have expert runners that, you know, go to other places around the state or the Pacific Northwest and enter their dogs. And then we other have other people that they're just curious about it. They bring their dachshunds or their other mixed breed dogs and just race them for trophies. And, you know, people seem to have a really good time with it. We also have wacky pet contests. We've got some messy competitive pie eating contests for the dogs, small dogs and big dogs.
What kind of pies do they get to eat?
We did that from Dining Dog Bakery and Cafe in Edmond.
So are pies made specifically for dogs?
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. How fun is that?
Oh, it's pretty crazy. We tell people, you know, don't feed your dogs when you get here. You know, if you're going to enter the contest, make sure they're hungry so that
they'll eat their pie.
Win, yeah. We also have our good friends from the Emerald City Canine Freestyle Dancers coming to put on another show.
Oh, that's always fun. I love watching the dancing dogs.
Yeah. And then we've got barn hunt and lure coursing demonstrations, along with the Rainier Agility Team is going to be doing exhibitions on the hour.
How fun.
So
have booths and vendors and that kind of stuff?
We do. We have, I think last count we had 5 dozen booths, maybe 6. And we do get a lot of last-minute vendors and try to hold enough space at the field to take on more, because the more the merrier. We also have canine good citizen testing. We've got nail clipping.
Wow.
We've got lots of raffle baskets to bid on. And, lots of opportunities among the vendor booths to snoop for bargains. So, yeah.
Outstanding. All right, so then how, I'm wondering, you know, how MDOG, you know, how the proceeds are generated. Do we buy tickets to attend the event? Is that how it works?
It's actually pretty voluntary. We promote it as a free event, but we suggest a $5 donation or more. And if people make a donation when they get to the event, then we've got 350 really cool looking wag bags filled with goodies, you know, that we have available to the first 350 people.
So the first 350 that make a donation get a wag bag, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
Yeah, it's full of great stuff. Some of it's for people, most of it's for dogs. And this year we've thrown in a few surprises where we have some more higher-end attractive gifts that we've randomly distributed among some of the wag bags. So that's where we get a lot of the proceeds from. In addition to entering the contests, there's a cost attached to that, and also the raffle.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. So, and now, food vendors and stuff there, if we get hungry?
We do. We have barbecue. We have hot dogs. Seattle Barkery will be there. They're always fun to have at the event. And we've got ice cream. might even be some ice cream for dogs, and of course we've got kettle corn and things like that. So,
oh, how fun!
Yeah, so, I got that covered.
So it sounds like all the great, like the local street fairs and stuff. You've got all the great stuff there.
Yeah,
but it's for dogs. How cool!
But it's for dogs.
yeah. So everybody's welcome to bring their dogs. I'm assuming they need to be on leash and fairly well behaved.
We always remind people to have them on leash, and unless it's contest time or if they're in the races, of course. So, but we haven't had problems over 10 years now. Everything has gone really smoothly, and I liken it to, again, like dog parks, where so often, you know, there's sort of that whole social aspect of when you get that many dogs all in one place, they do somehow seem to manage to get along.
Yeah, that's true. So do you have an idea of how many people and dogs you expect?
We expect 4,000 people, and usually there's more than one dog that comes with a lot of the people, so we're thinking more like 4,800 dogs. And, of course, it's coming and going throughout the day. We repeat some of the contests in the afternoon, so if people don't show up early, then they still have an opportunity to participate in some other ones. And all the contests, some of them are competitive, but others, you know, we've got even simple ones like biggest dog, smallest dog, so you really don't have to be talented in anything to win a blue ribbon. So,
all right. So all the festivities begin next Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m., and about how long does the event go?
It goes till 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, okay. Okay, so 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., And like you say, it's the biggest dog event in Snohomish County. I say it's the event of the season. And I've got the information website at www.poochapalooza.org. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Anything else we all
Facebook.
Need to know about this grand event?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, too. We're posting regularly with the latest information. So either the website or Facebook page.
Okay, so go to Facebook and look for Poochapalooza. Or you can check out the website at www.poochapalooza.org. And that's POOCHAPALOOZA, Poochapalooza.org. All right. Well, Doug, I really appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday morning here on the 4th of July weekend to talk to us about the event. And hopefully we'll get a lot of listeners up there to join the festivities.
Sure hope to see them there, yeah. And, Dad, thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. So just one more time, this is the 10th annual Poochapalooza, benefiting the MDOG Marysville Dog Owners Group that supports the great dog park up in Marysville, Strawberry Fields. And the Poochapalooza is at Asbury Field, which is 1605 7th Street. But it's very easy to get to. And you either go north on I-5, take the first Marysville exit. That's the 4th Street exit. And then just head east. You can't miss it. You'll drive right by it. You could also come north or south on Highway 9, and you turn off of Highway 9 at the Walmart up there in Marysville, and then just head west, and you can't miss it. Because
we'll have extra signage.
Excellent. All right, Doug, thanks so much for visiting with us on Animal World, and we wish you great success for the big Poochapalooza event next Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Doug. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So please listen, support them, thank them. Oh, and Kathy says it's time for the Missing Link giveaway. So if you would like to win Missing Link, we send a full bag right to your door. You can choose any of the three dog formulas, the cat formula, the vegetarian wellness blend, the bird formula, or the poultry formula. Numbers to call. Pick up your phone right now, and how about we'll say the missing link word of the day, since I like it, Poochapalooza. That works for me. All right, local number 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. So Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and how cool is it? We saved an owl. Jeez. I think that just is so special. The owl probably has arrived at the Paws Wildlife Rehab Center already, and I hope to have more report for you next week. And by the way, it is time for the Missing Link giveaway. If you would like a free big bag of Missing Link sent to your door, all you got to do is give Kathy a call right now. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. All righty, we are going to kind of change boats in midstream here and address the human animal, particularly our little human critters, their children, actually. And if you all are regulars listening here, you know that from time to time I do special feature shows for the human animal related to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And if you were with us back in November 2015, that's last November, the first Sunday of the month, November 1st, we had Usha Derman with us, who did a show with me all about Ananda's Living Wisdom Schools and the phenomenal schools that are now located all over the world. And we did talk briefly about the fact that we have a local school here. And since there's so much going on with our local school, and it is that time of year to enroll kids for school in the fall, it seems to be perfect timing. So talking to us today from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga would be my friend and teacher, Nefrede Steenstra. Good morning, Nefrede. Welcome to Animal World.
Oh, good morning, Martha. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's good to hear your voice. Now, before we start talking about the Living Wisdom School, I just wanted to introduce you, you know, to our audience, and we kind of like to get to know everybody. So tell me, how long have you been a part of Ananda?
Oh, I have it tells you how old I am. It's been 32 years.
Wow.
I've been on the path here with Ananda in Seattle.
And you are, so you're now a Nyaswami with Ananda, and 32 years now. So are you like a native of Seattle? Did you start up here, or did you come here from another location?
Well, it kind of feels like I'm a native. I've been here for over 45 years now. But no, I came from the East Coast. I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh.
And believe it or not, I love mountains, and just saw this picture of Mount Rainier and the Cascades and came out. And anyway, it was love at first sight. And
wow.
So I dove into the mountains, and that was my first thing that I did when I was out here. And it just kind of led from one thing to another. So I never left.
Well, I always kind of admire people. You looked, you saw the picture of the mountain and just packed up and moved, huh?
Well, pretty much. It was, there were other things happening, but yeah, that was the big incentive, was to come here rather than other places where I could have gone. I thought, no, I'm going to check this area out. And it was love at first sight. There's something very, very moving for me about the mountains and being up high like that. So I spent a lot of time doing that. Now that I'm a little older and, you know, a little wiser.
Yeah, I know you like to get out. I know you like to get out and hike and do that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
And you're also a fan of golden retrievers, which of course own the dog half of my heart. So maybe that's why we're friends.
Absolutely, two golden retrievers in my life, and it was just a very special time for me. So yes. There and all dogs and cats. I mean, I guess I'm an animal lover, you could say, at heart, horses, you name it. I've loved them all and still do.
All right. Well, now I just alerted everybody that if after they listen to our talk today, if folks want to know a lot more about the overall Living Wisdom Schools and how they were started and where and the history and a lot of the details, y'all can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the audio archives, and then scroll down to the November 1st show, 2015, 11-1-2015, and that was the show I did with Usha, all about the Living Wisdom Schools. But today, we want to focus on our local Living Wisdom School.
Wonderful.
And because I know you were very involved with the Living Wisdom School for some time up here, right?
Yes, actually, one of our teachers, Johnny Holloman, started it, and it got to a point in 2006 when we incorporated it as a private nonprofit. We had started to grow, and so I stepped over to help her, and we started with, as she said, she started with one student, and we ended up with a full class, and then we hired another teacher. We had two classes, and then we had three classes, and meantime, I was there helping you. A teacher can't do all that plus all everything else. So together, we just kept growing that school right up until now, when we're up to around 50 students, and starting with a preschool, now we do preschool through grade 8. So
wow, so you said about 50 students now?
Yes, approximately. Uh-huh.
Oh, great. And so starting from preschool through grade 8.
Yes, and all the grades in between.
And it has been located up until now in the Shoreline area, correct?
Yes. And that's the big news right now, is that we moved to the old Brighton school building in Linwood. So it's a We got the whole building to ourselves. It's a very much on a busy 212 on a very busy street. And Brighton, it was a private school that was there for over 20 years, and they grew from about our size to over 200 students. And they ended up moving on. They needed more space, and so we are the fortunate ones to take over their building. And we're much looking forward to it. It's got a wonderful location, very easy access to the freeway, and very busy area. And yet you walk in the back, and there's a field, there's a covered play area, there's a wood chip play area, there's concrete play area. I mean, it's just in the back, it's quiet, and then there's an area on the side for the gardens that we like to have, organic gardens that the kids work with. So we have room for that, too.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. I was there for the blessing. So it's a real school. And it sounds like with lots of room for expansion. And that's, of course, one reason why we wanted to highlight the Living Wisdom School, the local one here today, is because there's still room for students to enroll in the fall, correct?
Yes, because we're in this bigger facility now. There's definitely room, and we will just keep enrolling and keep adding teachers as needed. So
let's talk about so let's talk about why that would be a good idea for folks. I say all the time, I just wish there had been Living Wisdom schools available when I was a kid, because I was not a happy camper in school. I know I would have been had there been a Living Wisdom school. So Nefridi, what's unique or different about the Living Wisdom School?
Okay, well, I can totally agree with you. Well, Living Wisdom School is a system of education that really prepares children to meet life's challenges. Not only does it make them good for employment, you know, the intellectual pursuits, but it stands out in that helps the child see the whole of life, you know, beyond the years spent in school as education. So we're really looking at actually guiding, you know, the education and development of each child in the body, mind, heart, and spirit according to his or her own potentials. It's a holistic approach.
Yeah, so, and we call it education for life, right?
Yeah, it's based on the book by Donald Walter. It's called Education for Life. And these are holistic principles that really look at, you know, how is it that kids best learn? They learn through experiential learning. This is not something that's, some experiment. This is a reality that we all know. And what you remember is what you experienced. And we also take the principle that when we're doing things that we like and we're interested in other words, be individualized, so that the kids are doing that which they are interested in. It's not just a rote thing that they're doing, and so they remember it better, and they begin to really enjoy learning and exploring, and it all works together that way. We work as, you know, there's strong academics, and because we work with all these other qualities, we call them actually skills, mm-hmm. life skills. It helps them to study better, the skills of concentration we work with, so they can study better. If you concentrate on something, you remember it, you study it quicker, you learn it faster, and you can move on. We have a small class size. And so that because of that, we can individualize. So we have frequently two grades in one room, so that there's cross learning there, and the students can help each other. All that is definitely been proven as all good tools for learning. And it's a thematic-based curriculum, too, so that, we have a curriculum, but, again, it works with what it is that interests children, and kind of what's going on in the world, and how we can use that in our learning to make it very pertinent to life itself. And
and it really does teach kind of life skills, you know, that education for life, you know, the book that it's based on, because, you know, kids learn, you know, to develop the ability to concentrate. I could have used that as a kid. And to cultivate inner peace and share that with others. What a gift that would be as a child to learn that.
And, you know, they really like it. We do meditation depending upon their age level. And but we do start practice helping them to understand that when they can still their bodies and just be silent, even if for a small child it can be a half a minute, it can be fun, and it can and as they get older, that if they can begin to increase that time. And so we practice that. We have yoga postures that we practice. We have some specialists that come in and actually work with the children, again, depending upon their age.
And I think you do some of the energization exercises and so forth with them too, right?
Yes, that's another technique that works with energy. And again, the kids just naturally respond to it because energy is what they've got. And so they learn how to actually work with that energy for a more healthy body and mind. And so it all works together to help them learn the basic skills, which we teach, but they don't need to spend all their time doing it because all these other things are happening which help them to learn so much better. And these life skills of learning how to work with others, I don't know about you, but I never got any of that one.
Right, really right. Not. No, yeah, understanding and working with others, how great is that?
How to make friends, living, you know, and things like expanding their sensitivity. I mean, that isn't something that you normally learn in school, but we do it just through nature. We do a lot of nature activities. We've got a bus this year, so we'll be able to take them out into areas that have where we can...
Field trips.
Field trips, yep. Yeah.
All right.
Building willpower. How about that one? I didn't get that one until I was out on my own out of college.
And willpower is really needed for, especially when you get into those teenage years, and peer pressure and so forth. But then the ability to regulate your own emotions and learn to be happy. I mean, wow. I just did this.
Choosing happiness. You know, have you ever heard of the term choosing happiness? That we actually start in preschool. Allowing children to say, you know, you can feel this way if you want, or you can choose to feel this way. You know, you can either be down and out and pout and scream, or you can just choose to be happy. You know, you just change the energy. It's called changing the energy. The energy goes down and out, you're unhappy. If you can make your energy go up and in, you're happy. And so they learn this little clue. It's so simple, but they learn how to work with that.
Yeah, I'm just blown away by the what is done in the Living Wisdom School, and knowing how much I personally would have benefited from this type of an education as a child. I mean, it really, education for life, it is so true. It is really preparing them to really live life, not just know facts in their mind. So we need to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show, Nefrity. So we're going to put you on hold for just a moment. We'll take care of advertisers. Then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the general philosophy, because I know our listeners are going to want to know, is this, do they have to subscribe to a certain religion? Is this their religion involved? And then... okay, all about that, but what about the academics, and are the bases covered so that they can participate, you know, in the higher educational levels and other schools and so forth? So we'll find out all about that. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More about the Living Wisdom School here in Linwood, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, July 3rd, Winnie and I will be welcoming back to the show by popular demand the wonderful naturopath, Dr. Todd Humphrey. Dr. Todd will be answering your calls about your health and wellness. Make sure you tune in. He's really amazing. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, sorry to say, we're winding down our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are talking the human animal, our children, and finding out more about our local living wisdom school that has just moved into the old Brighton School building in Linwood. It's really a marvelous location. And my guest is Nayaswami Navridi Steenstra from Ananda and the Living Wisdom School. Good morning again, Navridi.
Good morning.
And let's continue our discussion. And I think a lot of people are probably wondering, is it a religious school? And do they have to participate in a specific religion, or how is that handled?
No, we're not a parochial school at all. And our foundation is based on teachings that are universal. And so what we do welcome religions of all kinds. We have a lot of background and a lot of different religions, and so culturally we do study that in terms more of that kind of a way of looking at it. But as far as philosophy, our own, not all of our teachers, but some of our teachers, including our directors, have their own personal philosophies, and we encourage our teachers to have some kind of a personal spiritual journey. We call it spiritual because we feel, everyone, if they recognize that there is a higher power, then they're able to, in their own lives, be happier, more fulfilling people. And themselves being that way are able to transmit that to the children, not in a dogmatic way, but in the universal way of learning calmness. Because when we're calm and centered in ourselves, we begin to feel more joy and able to find more peace in our lives. And so everything we do that works with the yoga postures, with the types of meditation we do, which are simply working with the breath and helping children to watch the breath so that they can become more still with their bodies and minds. Mm-hmm. So these are just universal principles that we work with and universal values that we work with, which are all religions really are the same thing.
So it sounds like you're really happy. It really opened a spirit in many forms, and that you give kids the space to experience the higher values and their own connection with spirit.
Yeah, we just recognize that exists. We're not pushing it aside. We embrace it. Some children find it in nature. They'll talk about feeling the fairies, and when we go outside, they can just feel the joy. Mm. Some children, you know, when we garden, they'll say things. We have a little altar in every classroom, and the children make it. They bring in what is special to them. Maybe it's a shell they found on the beach, but it has a special, joyful significance to them. You know, something that's special, and right. Or a flower, and you know, they help to create that, and they go to that space when they want to calm themselves and want to feel uplifted in some way, because, you know, a beautiful flower can be quite uplifting, or some experience that the child has had with, perhaps there's a little image that they bring in, but that's real special and uplifting to them. Yeah. So we work with their realities that way and you know, embrace it and encourage it, because it is a part of who we are.
Well, and that it sounds wonderful, and I would have loved to have that kind of a foundation as a child. And it really does sound wonderful. But what about the academics? And because, you know, well, like I said, the Living Wisdom School here now is preschool through eighth grade, and will grow and expand. But kids that, you know, might have to transfer to other schools, or, you know, go on to colleges or whatever. What's the academics like?
Yeah, certainly we are a state-approved school, so
okay.
Everything that we teach is transferable, and it does move on. But more than that, the academics we teach are the basics. We have all the different academics that you would in a regular school, a regular public school,
mm-hmm.
and.
Okay.
Especially as we're getting more into the upper elementary, into the junior high,
mm-hmm.
we work online. We do have computers, and there are different various programs that we can use online that helps us to mark where the children are in terms of where, you know, the general public is, because there's ways of going online to do that. The teachers have that tool. And we also have done standardized testing in the past. We're not the only Living Wisdom school. We've got one in Nevada City, California, Palo Alto. We've got one in Italy. So we've got others, one in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And those have been around longer than we have. We're kind of the new kids on the block.
You know,
we've been around 10 years. But compared to our other schools that have been around 40 years, we've got a lot of a track record here,
uh-huh.
not only in testing, the testing scores that we have for our high school down in Nevada City, California, and they test every year, show that the students there come out almost 100% in the 90th percentile.
Wow.
And we've got all that. It can be looked online. You can see how the scores for them rate. So they do very well academically, you know, in terms of regular schools. We have not been around as long, and as far as the testing goes, it's been a little more informal.
Uh-huh.
But it does. But we're able to teach to their grade level, such as we have an intermediate grade level. We'll have a fourth grader perhaps doing sixth grade math, because that's what they're able to do,
uh-huh.
and the teacher's able to work with them. We have, this year we had a preschool, a pre-K student go into our first grade classroom, and he actually did the math with the first grade. He was actually working more with the second grade, because she had a first, second grade combination. So he was actually doing more second grade math, because he had the ability, and it was appropriate for him to do that.
Excellent.
So we also have some of the older kids come down and work with the younger kids on their academics. They'll be pulled out. The teacher will have different things, study practices for them to do, and the older kids will help them with that. So there's a lot of that kind of teaching going on, which is good for both ages. It helps the older kids, too, to be, be patient.
and yeah,
it just sounds like the perfect school to me. And so right now, well, the location of our local Living Wisdom School, the new location is the old Brighton School building, yes. Which is in Linwood.
Can I give you the address if you need it?
Sure.
It's 6717. 6717. 212th Street Southwest.
Okay.
In Linwood.
6717, 212th Street Southwest in Linwood, if you want to drive by and take a peek. And you're registering now for preschool through eighth grade?
We're open enrollment, right now, just because, as we told you, we got extra classrooms now. We're in a much bigger location.
And so if someone's interested in finding out more information, like I said, you can go to the Animal World audio archives and go back and listen to the November 1st, 2015 show, which talks in great detail about what the Living Wisdom Schools are all about and the history and so forth. But here locally, is there a website to go to get more information?
Definitely. It's www.livingwisdomschoolseattle, all one word, livingwisdomschoolseattle.org.
Huh, well, that makes it easy. livingwisdomschoolseattle.org. And do we have a phone number?
And a phone number is 425-772-9862.
So the website, www.livingwisdomschoolseattle.org, and the phone number, 425-772-9862. Now, and is that those are the two best ways for people to pursue the school if they're interested in finding out more?
Absolutely.
Or registering children?
Absolutely, yes. And we do encourage a visit so that they can get a sense of what we are, ask more questions. And online, you can fill out the information if you want. It's under our contact us information. Questions, call, drop by, we'll set up a visit. You can send in a questionnaire. Online, submit an application online. Usually we don't encourage an application until after you've come for a visit.
Okay.
But the applications are also online.
But it's okay to transfer kids from they could transfer from other schools into any of those grade levels, huh?
Yes.
And
we do, it's a two-way street. We've got children that we've been with us for a long time, and so we want to make sure that people that come in have a similar type outlook and desire, so we also want to make sure it's going to work. So it's not a guarantee, but most of the time it works out just fine.
All right, so folks, if you know anybody with kids, tell them about this show. Tell them about going to marthanorwalk.com, clicking on the audio archives, going down to the November 1st, 2015 show. You can hear all about the Living Wisdom Schools in general and the history and all of that great stuff. And then you can drive by if you'd like. The new Living Wisdom School here is now moved to the old Brighton School in Linwood. It's 6717 212th Street Southwest in Linwood. You can check them out at www.livingwisdomschoolseattle.org, or you can give them a call at 425-772-9862. Well, Navriti, we've talked our way through the rest of the show here, so I really appreciate you spending part of your Sunday morning with us here, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the 4th of July holiday.
Well, we will, and thank you so very much for having us on your show. Appreciate
All right. It. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Navriti.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty, then. That wraps us up for today. Next week, remind you that it is Talk With Your Animals Sunday. So our very gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, is in the studio. We will have open phone lines throughout the show. We should start taking phone calls probably about 9:25. Something like that, 925-930. And yes, Nan, you can call in with whatever behavior training issue you've got going on, because Darcy can help with that too, and I, of course, will chime in. And then If you stay tuned today, you will hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And boy, I think that covers the bases. Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much. Thanks for helping save an owl. How cool is that? And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.